The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was on September the 27th, 1964, after a 10-month investigation. The Warren Commission report was issued, stating a lone gunman had been responsible for the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas on November 23rd, 1963. Also, it's the birthday of the American revolutionary leader, Samuel Adams, in 1722. He died in 1803, and was born in Boston, Massachusetts. He was a passionate and vocal man who helped ignite the revolution and served as a delegate to the First and Second Continental Congresses. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence and the Articles of Confederation. It's the birthday of the American political cartoonist Thomas Nast, born in 1840. He died in 1902, and was born in Landau, Germany. He originated the symbols for the two main U.S. political parties, the Democratic Donkey and the Republican Elephant. Nast was also instrumental in destroying the Tweed Ring, a group of corrupt politicians plundering the New York City Treasury. It was on the 28th of September, 1066, the Norman conquest of England began as Duke William of Normandy landed at Pevensey, Sussex. And in 1542, California was discovered by Portuguese navigator Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo upon his arrival at San Diego Bay. Also on the 28th of September, 1978, Pope John Paul I died after only 33 days in office. He was succeeded by John Paul II. And it was on the 28th of September, 1995, that Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and Palestinian Liberation Organization leader Yasser Arafat signed an accord at the White House establishing Palestinian self-rule in the West Bank. Now for this week's memorable moment, Memory Buster. See if you can figure out who this is before I give you the answer later in the program. This brilliant military strategist helped capture Damascus on October 1st, 1918. Don't know? I'll give you some more clues in a moment. It was in 1789 this week that Congress created the United States Army, consisting of 1,000 enlisted men and officers. And also on that date, in 1829, England's bobbies made their first public appearance. Greater London's Metropolitan Police Force was established by an Act of Parliament at the request of the Home Secretary, Sir Robert Peel, after whom they were nicknamed. The force later became known as Scotland Yard, the site of their first headquarters. It's also the birthday this week of nuclear physicist Enrico Fermi in 1901. He died in 1954 and was born in Rome. While teaching at the University of Chicago, he developed a method of causing nuclear fission, producing a chain reaction releasing explosive nuclear energy, which led to the development of the atomic bombs. It was on the 30th of September, 1938, that British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain returned to England, declaring there would be peace in our time. This after signing the Munich Pact with Adolf Hitler. The pact ceded the Czechoslovakian Sudetenland to the Nazis. Chamberlain claimed the agreement meant peace. However, Hitler seized all of Czechoslovakia in March of 1939. Also on that date, in 1949, the Berlin airlift concluded after 277,264 flights, carrying over 2 million tons of supplies to the people of West Berlin, blockaded by the Soviets. And on that date in 1955, actor James Dean was killed in a car crash in California at the age of 24. Although he made just three major films, Rebel Without a Cause, East of Eden, and Giant, he remains one of the most influential actors to this day. Here's another clue to this week's Memory Buster. This brilliant military strategist helped capture Damascus on October 1st, 1918. He was born in England and educated at Oxford. Still don't know? I'll give you one more clue a little later. It was on September the 30th, 1966. The Nazi war criminal Albert Speer and Baldur von Schirach were released from Spandau Prison after serving 20 years. The prison, originally built for 600 inmates, was left with only one prisoner, former Deputy Führer Rudolf Hess. And it's the birthday of the American writer Truman Capote in 1924. He died in 1984 and was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, as Truman Streckfus Persons. He took the last name of his stepfather, becoming Truman Capote. He's best known for Breakfast at Tiffany's and In Cold Blood. It was the 1st of October, 1908, that Henry Ford's Model T, a universal car designed for the masses, went on sale for the first time. And on that same date, in 1949, the People's Republic of China was founded with Mao Zedong as chairman. On that same date, in 1979, after 70 years of American control, the Panama Canal Zone was formally handed over to Panama. It's the birthday of virtuoso pianist Vladimir Horowitz in 1904. He died in 1989 and was born in Berdyshev, Russia. Made his American debut in 1928 with the New York Philharmonic. Became a U.S. citizen in 1944. In 1986, after a self-imposed absence of 60 years, he performed a concert in his native Russia. It was on the 2nd of October, 1935, that Mussolini's Italian forces invaded Abyssinia, beginning an occupation lasting until 1941. And it was on that same date, in 1967, that Thurgood Marshall, born in 1908, died in 1993, was sworn in as the first African-American Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He served until 1991, and was known for opposing discrimination and the death penalty, and for championing free speech and civil liberties. Now for the last clue to this week's Memory Buster. This brilliant military strategist helped capture Damascus on October 1st, 1918. He was born in England and educated at Oxford. And David Lean directed a movie about him in 1962. It was on October the 2nd, 1968, that California's Redwood National Park was established. Redwoods are the tallest of all trees, growing to 400 feet during a lifetime that can span 2,000 years. It was on October the 2nd, 1975, that Japanese Emperor Hirohito made his first visit to the White House. And it's the birthday of Indian political and spiritual leader Mohandas Mahatma Gandhi in 1869. He died in 1948 and was born in Porbandar, India. It was on October the 3rd, 1929, that Yugoslavia became the official name of the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes. And on that date in 1932, Iraq gained independence from Britain and joined the League of Nations. And in 1990, after 45 years of Cold War division, East and West Germany were reunited as the Federal Republic of Germany. It was also on October 3rd, 1995, that the O.J. Simpson double murder trial ended, with the former American football star acquitted of the murders. In June of 1994, Simpson had been arrested and charged in the stabbing death of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her male friend. It was on the 28th of September, in the year 48, that Pompey the Great was assassinated. It happened when he landed in Egypt, and Roman general and politician Pompey was murdered on the orders of King Ptolemy of Egypt. It was also on the 28th of September, 1994, that the Estonia sank. It was on that day that 852 people died in one of the worst maritime disasters of the century, when the Estonia, a large car and passenger ferry, sank in the Baltic Sea. And on that date in 1989, Ferdinand Marcos died in exile. The former Philippines president, whose corrupt regime spanned 20 years, died in exile in Hawaii, 3 years after being driven from his country by a popular front led by Corazon Aquino. And also on that date, in 2005, reporter Judith Miller was released from prison. The New York Times reporter was released from a federal detention center in Alexandria, Virginia, after agreeing to testify in the investigation into the leaking of the identity of covert CIA officer Valerie Plame. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This brilliant military strategist helped capture Damascus on October 1st, 1918. He was born in England and educated at Oxford, and David Lean directed a movie about him in 1962. A combined Arab and British force captured Damascus from the Turks during World War I, completing the liberation of Arabia. An instrumental commander in the Allied campaign was T.E. Lawrence, a legendary British soldier known as Lawrence of Arabia. Lawrence, an Oxford-educated Arabist born in Tremadoc, Wales, began working for the British Army as an intelligence officer in Egypt in 1914. He spent more than a year in Cairo processing intelligence information. In 1916, he accompanied a British diplomat to Arabia, where Hussein ibn Ali, the Emir of Mecca, had proclaimed a revolt against Turkish rule. Lawrence convinced his superiors to aid Hussein's rebellion, and he was sent to join the Arabian army of Hussein's son Faisal as a liaison officer. Under Lawrence's guidance, the Arabians launched an effective guerrilla war against the Turkish lines. He proved a gifted military strategist and was greatly admired by the Bedouin people of Arabia. In July 1917, Arabian forces captured Aqaba near the Sinai and joined the British march on Jerusalem. Lawrence was promoted to the rank of lieutenant colonel. In November, he was captured by the Turks while reconnoitering behind enemy lines in Arab dress, and was tortured and sexually abused before escaping. He rejoined his army, which slowly worked its way north to Damascus. The Syrian capital fell on October 1st, 1918. Arabia was liberated, but Lawrence's hope that the peninsula would be united as a single nation was dashed when Arabian factionalism came to the fore after Damascus. Lawrence, exhausted and disillusioned, left for England, feeling that Britain had exacerbated the rivalries between the Arabian groups. He appeared before King George V and politely refused the medals offered to him. After the war, he lobbied hard for the independence of the Arab countries and appeared at the Paris Peace Conference in Arab robes. He later wrote a monumental war memoir, The Seven Pillars of Wisdom, and enlisted in the Royal Air Force under an assumed name to escape his fame and acquire material for a new book. Discharged from the RAF in 1935, he was fatally injured in a motorcycle accident a few months later. I'll leave you today with this quote from Henry Ford. Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.